This week on Clown College.
You felt old when you were 10?
Oh, man, dude, yes.
Is that the oldest you ever felt?
No, I feel, the oldest I feel is right now, honestly, man. I feel like I've aged 30 damn years already.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
He's right.
But
he's right.
He's 100% right.
Dude, I remember the other day I was like...
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Willis, Tom, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon.
There's a 5K mud run with an obstacle course that thing.
Is that butter?
It's called the Mustang Mud Run.
Okay, yeah.
It's 5K, but we should sign up for that and do that for the podcast.
Yeah, I'll do it. Hey, tell me why.
I just want to do blackface.
Corey did a tough butter. He was just, we was looking through old pictures, and guess who was there? The rapist Lou Dottie. He did it with him. And they all like call him my friend. I'm like, you have pictures of him on your phone.
Like, oh, that's you guys running a race together?
Yeah.
Fostering brotherly love and companionship.
He looks like he's about to rape too. He looks like he has rape in his eyes.
I mean, dude, the mud run, that that'll get you horned up, probably.
Yeah, to 5K, that was like two and a half miles.
It's like 3.2.
3.2?
Not horrible.
Not bad. So not well. But Brandon, you've been beasting working out, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get there.
How long do you think you take the run? What was it? What'd you say? 3.2?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We got to time it. I'll try it. I thankfully found
well,
the trail.
Well, you think you get it there?
Honestly, the fastest I could probably run it would be like 26, 27 minutes.
That's good. To run 3.2 is really good.
I would say that's the best. Like 9 minutes a mile.
Yeah.
That would be me like trying my ass off.
My fastest I ever did was 14-minute 2-mile. So...
That's fast, though.
No, but that's like your guys' age.
But I was talking to my friend who just joined the Army.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's like 16 minutes now. He's the same age as me.
Yeah, 16 minutes to get to pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is to pass. But if you get 13 minutes, you get 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
Towards promotion.
Dude, how many people do you think do that?
They do a lot. That's
a lot of people do that?
Some like jobs, like to get promoted, they have to have... a 300 on their PT test. Like, the max points is 800, and they have to make 796. When I was in, there was a whole bunch of people that had to make 796. So that's like getting 100% on your 300 on your – that's for your guys' age, it's 13-minute, 2-mile, 80 push-ups, and like 80-something sit-ups.
80 push-ups in how long?
2 minutes. Everything is 2 minutes.
Okay.
And then – And then you have to have all your schooling. If you want to max it out, you have to have like extra credits of like college classes, and then like all of the board shit, like all of the fucking military school and shit like that, awards and shit to get you points. So it's like impossible to get promoted unless you're just a monster.
Fuck all that, man. I did my time. I did my service.
So I told fucking this guy. You know what mine was to get promoted? Like, if 798 was 796 is what a lot of people had to get, right? To
get promoted. 320?
Huh?
320?
32
points
so
total?
800 is the max. I only had to have 32 points.
How easy? What, like, how do
because you get it's like points? How many sergeants you got at this job, this MOS. So, we didn't have any sergeants, and I didn't even know. And then my sergeant was like, "Hey, you better go take the go to the board. You go to the board, you automatically become a sergeant." And I was like, "For real?" I'm only like a year and a half, maybe 2 years in. And then I'm like, "For real?" I was like, "All right, I'll go do it." And I made the board. And Sergeant Miller, who I got that joke about, he was like, "Yo, your ass wouldn't have made the board if you didn't have 32 points." And then we got in a big fight. I was like, "That's what I'm gonna be your fucking rank, and you ain't gonna be able to tell me shit." And he was like, we like literally almost got in a fight. They had to separate.
Really?
Yeah. Because he was bitching because my platoon sergeant told me to go take a I could go to lunch without bringing my weapon. I had a fucking 249, this big ass thing clacking against my knees. I'm just going, it's on post, I'm going to the fucking, you know, like 100 meters away to eat. Fuck that weapon, you know what I'm saying? I ain't about to just lay down on the ground anyway. I'm taking somebody else's shit that got shot. But fucking, so I was walking and he was like, why ain't you got your weapon? I was like, Sergeant Johnson told me I have to take it. He was like, I don't give a fuck, you in Afghanistan, you ain't have your weapon. I was like, well, are you my, do you outrank her? And he was like, nah. And then that's when we got a big argument. I was like, so I'm gonna be your ranking next month. And then he got promoted the month after.
Damn, dude. But there was that one month where it was tight.
One month we were equal as shit, dude.
That's crazy, man. You just have to show up to become a sergeant?
That's what I had to do. Most people don't. Sometimes shit just happens, right? I would have never been a sergeant, first of all, if I didn't have my points that low. Because I didn't give a fuck. I wasn't not going to all these schools and such. They had to make me go to air assault. Fuck heights.
You don't like heights?
Huh?
You don't fuck with heights?
Go look up air assault training. Don't
look up heights.
You said air assault or salt?
Air assault. Air and then assault.
Air assault.
That's what this. When he says it. Yeah, I can't talk right. That's what you did when you were.
Yeah, man, I was right at Sabalowski.
Aerosol train. Let's look at a picture.
That's where I was at.
Go to video.
Oh, okay.
I just said it on the screen.
Right here. Okay. Click on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see
what it is.
My name is Staff Sergeant Brad Kelpin, and I'm a Security Forces member at the 128th Air Wing.
Oh, this is
aerosol school.
Damn, man.
That's a good
course that teaches rappelling.
There it is. I did that.
Oh, out of it.
Learning.
Broke my hand.
The fundamentals.
Dude, I did that without a lunch.
Something that I've always wanted to do.
This is
Army.
You may try to fast forward.
Understand.
Y'all had to wear helmets and shit.
Oh yeah, you have to wear helmets. Especially we got a fucking blade like that coming over your head.
Oh, true, dude. It did kill that one guy. What was his name?
Who?
The actor that got murdered by the helicopter on set.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh, let me search that up.
He, like, stepped into the back blade. Like, you know, the one on the back? He got shredded by, I think there was, like, two kids, too.
That died, too?
I think so.
On a movie?
Yeah, my dad told me about it.
Okay. Have you ever looked it up?
Nope.
Okay, yeah.
Well, let's see,
this is fun.
Vic Morrow?
Nah. Vic Morrow, yeah.
For real?
Holy shit. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
Brandon,
shit.
This looks like it's up your alley, dude.
Ooh, the Twilight Zone?
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching that. I'm obsessed with it.
See if they
how did he die?
Ooh, dude, if they
no,
do
they
have
don't
a video,
got video. I'm just playing,
bro. Damn, man. Wait, oh, nah.
There's an Iroquois.
Yeah, is this a kill three? Freak accident kills three on set of Twilight Zone movie.
Damn, man. That's classic. We got to watch
two
that
child
movie.
Actors. Yeah, you're right. Your dad, hey, your dad's a fucking source of knowledge, man.
Yeah, he remembers child murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would never forget that, dude.
So you think we ever going to get him on?
I mean, the thing is, we could very easily get them on, but I don't think we would come out with a good end product. We probably couldn't release whatever it was.
We'll just do it for clips, like stuff that we can release.
It's like if we were to have Charleston White on the podcast. Like, there's some stuff you can't really put in.
But he does.
Well, he can do that.
He does, dude.
He can do that.
Like, fucking friend of the pod.
Charleston White, adjacent, very close friend, dude.
Cheers to that. Know him personally.
Yeah.
No. We were only $10,000 away from being friends with him, dude.
Man.
Gosh.
That's it. Yeah, he would have been sitting right here, probably making fun of my apartment. Which he definitely.
100%. Yeah. He would have brought 40 people.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
They all would have been just standing right here, though.
Yeah, it would have been the most uncomfortable thing.
Alex would have left. Start saying slurs.
Damn.
The entourage culture is cool. I like that you guys do that.
Entourage? What is that like?
You bring people with you.
Oh, like hype man.
Yeah.
Like when you rapping. Yeah.
You know, like they always got 40 people on stage.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
That's how they lose all that money, though, trying to take care of fucking body.
Yeah.
Man, look, bro. I don't understand it. You just be like, oh, we're going. I got to give $10,000 to you every, you know, day or whatever, you know, or spending on them. Having hotels and shit, you got to pay for 40 fucking people. You know how much money that is?
That's a lot, man.
That's a fucking crazy ass amount of money. And you just do it because you don't feel comfortable with yourself to be around. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And then you try to get them to file their W-2s and they won't do it. No. And it's not just a tax mess. Like, I think like about like Snoop Dogg's blunt roller filing his W-2.
Yeah.
What do you think that, what are his hours?
Oh, well, he doesn't work hourly. He works salary. I think it was like, last time I heard, it was like 30 to 40,000, something like that.
It's really not.
It's not a lucrative.
No, it's not.
But if you get to stay with him and live on his property, then it's good.
That is fire.
Like, if you have your own little house or whatever in the back.
Good insurance.
Dog house.
401k.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fire.
Yeah.
True. And you don't pay that much, but you got the house and he provides you food. So, you know, you get to stay on his property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a sharecropper.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I guess that's what the whites were.
Yeah. And now look at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now got now he's got a white dude rolling the blunt.
Exactly.
Form. Well, he would never.
He's not white. Let's be honest.
There's no way he's white.
He's white.
Maybe dark Mexican.
Could be. Maybe. He's in Cali.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were just. That's why I remember I asked you to send me that video because we were at my boy's house. He's Mexican, and they were like, "Can Mexicans say nigga?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, but you can't stop them. they say it more than anybody else, and you know." They're going through a hard time right now.
Yeah.
You can let them have it.
Dude, something funny happened. When you asked me to send you that video, I couldn't find, they deleted it off Instagram.
Mm.
So I had to get it from YouTube. And what I looked up to find the video, I didn't realize that since my TV uses my YouTube account, when you would go on YouTube on the TV to like search for something, like...
Oh,
it's the first thing that pops up. It says killing N-words Bush.
Bush.
Because he's George Bush in the video.
Oh,
like the whole context.
I had no idea that it was George Bush. Will you go to will you find
when he
this?
Says Dick, what were we doing at the ranch? He's talking about Dick Cheney. Cheney.
Hell no. Yeah.
So what is this called?
Yeah, tell him, JJ.
It's the
verbatim.
What I looked up, and you know, you can do as you wish. Killing,
and
then the N
word, the N word,
plural,
with a capital or no cap?
No, not capital. The you gonna say niggas, Brandon? Nah.
Oh, you know
not
what?
The N word.
Just type, okay.
Brandon. You're black. You could type it.
Yes, I can. All right. So what happens then?
Bush. Just okay. Like.
What happens now?
All right. Looks like that's a playlist on Spotify. Dude, why 21 Savage? Let's look on images. This ain't any better.
Just go out, go to my message, go to JJ. All
right, hold up.
Don't show this part.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody.
Oh, you added the in there. Killing the. That was the mission title of killing Osama bin Laden.
Oh, right here?
Double click on it.
Oh, yeah, that's
bottom.
It, dude.
Double click on the bottom.
Yeah, oh, okay. There we go.
Fuck do I care about some memo about some dude trying to hijack some shit. I don't give a fuck. I had other shit to do that day. I had to live. A nigga was at his ranch that day, and you know how it goes at the ranch. Laid back. Ass dick. Yo, Dick, tell me what we was doing that day at the ranch.
Robbing niggas.
Ain't that right? Cheney is real. He don't give a fuck.
He can still
rob me.
Why that look like Charles Hood a little
bit? He said robbing niggas. I love that, dude. That's perfect timing. The way he pushes up off the the back of the building.
The way he looks at the camera. Yeah. It's so like diva Jake Muncie-esque. Yeah. I love it, dude. It was so funny. Dude, that reminds me. I was at the hotel in Nashville, and there was tornadoes going on like Wednesday night. And they had this big conference there for some imaging company. And, dude, the nerdiest looking white dude of all time. I'm standing at the desk because I got put on the premium room this week, dude. So we get free snacks. They put peanut M&Ms and a Kit Kat
in
the
room. Get the fuck out of here.
But they didn't stock it that day. So I absolutely had a word with the front desk person and said, dude, I need my snacks. And so he left to go get the snacks, and I'm standing there on my phone, and the nerdiest looking white dude of all time. He looks like McLovin, but like redheaded albino.
Ooh, no.
Kinda.
Oh, that's bad.
He just came up to me. He said, you look like you need to get some hoes tonight.
The fuck?
Yeah, he came up to me. And he was like trying to get me to go out drinking with him and his friends. So it was like him. He was a real skinny white dude. And then just like an obese black guy. Like it was, that was the crew.
Hey, that's a tight crew.
It's like.
That's a crew I want to be around.
They wanted me to go out. I was like, no. No, dude.
And he just worked there. He was just trying. He was like, you know.
No, he was there for the conference, and they do the free drinks from 5 to 6:30.
Okay.
And so he
shout
was
out
fucked.
Embassy Suites.
Yeah, shout out. Mm-hmm. He was fucked up, man. Damn. And he came up and was just like, "We need to go get some hoes tonight, man."
Hey, he probably had a good time. That sounds like a good crew.
Yeah.
A fat black guy and a skinny fucking albino redhead. Dude, they're getting into some mischief.
No, I mean, yeah. Nothing good. Legal.
No, probably. Nothing legal. Nothing legal. But, you know, you'll feel safe.
I'm not saying.
You can hide behind, like, if somebody starts shooting, how big was he?
You could, like, he could take some.
He could take some for you.
Yeah.
Like, if just think, if it's a shootout and we have Pat there, it's only right that we get behind him and use him as a shield.
This guy was built a lot sturdier than Pat.
And that's better because the muscles slow the bullet down faster.
Well, he just seemed more put together physically.
Was he?
Like, he kind of looked like Baymax from Big Hero 6.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture.
That's the white thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I know what that is.
That's the black thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he was built like that.
Oh, okay.
So right. I feel like if he inhaled, he could deflect the initial bullet. And then after that, he would start, you know, taking him in.
But I think that is the rule of survival if you have somebody like that. That's their role, right? So, like, when we're playing D&D, when we're doing this with Mark playing D&D, we have to have a person for each role, right?
Yes.
So in real life, it's like that, too.
Human shield?
A human shield is what he is.
Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Fat guy, fat girl, who do you use as
well? You use him first.
Fat guy.
Yeah. And then once he goes down, then you know, naturally.
Yeah.
Naturally, you go behind.
What's the chain? What's the chain?
For just shields? Because if you're talking about just shields, it has to be if we had Alex as a shield, we're going to shoot right over him.
Yeah, we're going
to do. You know what I'm saying? We're all getting hit too. You know what I mean? But, you know, in the natural progression, it would probably go like, fat, and then you got tall.
Ooh.
Tall is probably next. So it goes fattest, and then tall, and then once that ends, it goes tallest. But if you have like a 5 foot fat dude or a fat person, that doesn't help you either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, unless there's like a short doorway or something, you plug them in there.
Yeah,
and then escape.
Stuff them.
Yeah,
that is true.
What about like just like who do we ascend to go attack the intruder, the assailant?
Okay, so you got waves. The first wave, you're going to have to send in the...
Dirty,
you know,
whites.
Huh?
I feel like dirty whites have to be front line.
Yeah, whoever is bucking up, you know how they do that little shuffle when they get excited, and they go up and do that? So they can take the blunt force.
Yeah.
And then you want to send your skilled fighters or people who are able to disable people, you want to send them in second. And if they get past them, it's probably over for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What where does Brandon go in the draft?
Brandon,
Because I already when that pause, I'm like, no, man. Don't
I'm just thinking. I don't know. What
maybe
are we sending?
Reconnaissance.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We send him to scope it out.
He's the messenger, like in 300. You know what I mean? You go up there and you offer the peace.
Oh, okay.
He plays the triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring back flashback.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That was a sensitive subject. I shouldn't have gone there.
Play the saxophone instead.
Hell yeah, I played the saxophone.
You did, me too, until it broke.
What, broke the reed or the whole saxophone?
Let's see what happened. Well, I don't know, the button that messed up, and they're like, okay, man, you can't play the saxophone. So then I had to go to the trombone.
So they're saying you messed up the button.
Yeah, maybe because I bought it at a pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like playing good for a little bit or not. And then they were like, okay, we're taking that away from you. It's messed up.
This wasn't your instrument.
Which sucks because that was my dream instrument. So then I went to the trombone, you know, the small little tuba.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, what else did I do? The baritone. I did the baritone. I never did the trombone. That's Dante right there. I did the baritone. And then they put me on the triangle, and then after that happened, they're like, okay, we're going to put them on something like the bass drum or maybe the snare. I wanted to play the quads, but they're like...
See, I was thinking they were taking you down and less importance of the band, but then they put you on the bass drum and the spare. So
Yeah. I wanted
important.
The quads, though. Those quads, man.
Hmm?
I wanted the quads so bad.
To play four of them?
Dude, yeah. Man, that was like the life of the party right there. We go...
Can you do it?
Now, yeah. I couldn't at the time. I wouldn't even able to do the parades, man. I would just be walking with them.
tell me if you think this, if this is good. Like, we put an ad out, right, for like a real ad saying we want any either first generation or second generation Italians to come try out this this Michelin chef's dishes. He wants you to try them out. And then they come in, we get like a little building and everything, have the table set up, and then it's Brandon in a chef suit comes out. And he doesn't address it at all, and he just cooks spaghetti for him.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be great.
Right?
We should do that.
And
we get
him to sign waivers and everything saying that they're going to be on the show.
But I don't want it to be a good chef costume.
I want it to be exactly, we're on the same page.
I want it to be the Pillsbury Doughboys hat.
Yes.
Say that again.
The Pillsbury.
Mm-hmm. Pillsbury.
No, yeah.
Would you do it?
Hell yeah.
And then you like can never say that you're not Italian, you know, and then this is the way that you, so you make sure you let them
tell
know.
Them you're Sicilian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. From Sicily. Wait, let's hear your Italian accent.
Mm-hmm.
My Italian accent? Okay,
let me. You got to talk like this the whole time.
The whole episode?
No, I mean, oh, you're in there. You're going to be literally in there cooking for them.
I just come in there and be like, let me think of something. Let me see. What type of Italian?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti? All right, we're here with the spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Let me refresh. That's actually good. I'm liking it.
Like, how you doing, everybody? How you doing? Hey, bon appetit. We're going to get over here with the spaghetti. You guys want to make some spaghetti? I'm going to hook you up right there. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, if you can't cook it right, shit's going to go sideways, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that somebody's going to end up sleeping with some fishes, but they might.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to teach you how to do that shit. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to get my pescuzzi out. When I pull out the pescuzzi, we're going to get the old gang in here, and we're going to get it going good, man. Because I'm going to want you guys to cook so good, it's going to be like ravioli. Isn't that right, Don?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like the Don.
Mm-hmm.
JJ.
Called you fat.
Yeah.
He said yeah.
And JJ.
Yes.
Let's see what I put. You'd be like the dude that, you ever seen, what was that movie called? Godfather?
Yeah.
You remember the strong brother?
Yeah, the strong man. Black guy in the
no,
movie?
No, the one that was like, what, you remember he was
no,
driving
he
the,
real, bro.
You remember the one that was driving the Lincoln Continental, and then he clawed out the car, and then they had that big scene where they chopped the Lincoln
yes,
Continental.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll be the that guy. I'll
the
be
guy
that
dies. Guy.
I'll be like, hey, if shit goes down, you're gonna have to deal with him.
That guy's gonna die.
He's gonna put you out there.
Hell yeah, dude! I'll do it gladly. Yeah, I was thinking like Italy Italian. I didn't know we were going straight to mob.
I was thinking Italy Italian too because they're the ones who usually cook. But the mob cook too. Good fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you make sure you tell them that this is the only way the real Italians make, you know, whatever dish that you're making. There's no other way to do it. It's just this way is the authentic way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I pull out like Chef Boyardee.
Oh, see, you're on the right track.
I'd be like, heat it up, put it in the microwave for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're cooking. Any questions?
What would be the dish that you make?
The dish? I guess chicken parmesan.
Chicken parm?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to bread the chicken and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marinate it overnight.
Mm.
We just sleep over and wait. No, I'm just kidding. They're like, is it ready yet? No, this is how it goes.
Hey, gal.
We just hanging out. Making cannolis.
Brandon, you have, you got fans, man.
I do, yeah. And some dudes that, love me a little too much, I guess.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. There's one guy. I'm not going to put his name out there.
Can't say his name.
You know, he's watching right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I found out he's been texting me for like a year.
Mm.
Bunch of crazy stuff. Like,
now, can you give us a little example of what he's texting?
Like, one thing, it was like, I'll be watching over you at night. And it was like some like demon type thing saying I'll protect you and all that stuff. And then it says like a bunch of like pictures without a shirt and guns and, and stuff like that. And, then I like took a picture of me and my wife, and he's like, hey man, good you got the fat girl. Say the Asian one for me, and put like a Asian girl like a really big forehead.
I saw that. I didn't understand that.
I didn't either. I just laughed it off.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and I thought this was one.
He
of
was
the,
saying the black trope about black guys
in the military?
And big white girls. That's what he was saying to you in the message.
So what is that in the military?
No, that's just that. That's just.
Oh, damn! He said the military. So that's why I thought instantly.
Because that's
your
probably
friend.
The first time he was around black people. Is my guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's just like, oh, it's true.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's creepy. Like I thought he was friends with y'all.
But that's a wild thing to message someone that you don't know.
Really don't know at all.
Yeah, at all.
After
yeah.
like 6 months and no responses,
no.
Like, oh, nice, you posted this picture, and I'm gonna say terrible things about you and your family.
Yeah. It's a little, but hey, we have the best fans in the world. I'll tell you goddamn that.
We do.
Dude, we do.
He cares enough to send stuff. So that's what's up, man.
Yeah. Shirtless pictures.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch you sleep. I think we've seen that in there.
And then the one thing where it's like, this cookie make you fuck dudes.
That's a funny video.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that was just a joke video. Yeah. I like that video. It was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was just a joke.
Yeah, that's a good video.
We were joshing.
Yeah, the video where the guy's like, cookie makes you want to fuck dudes, and then he eats it.
Yeah.
Looking at the camera. That doesn't. And after a guy sends you 6-7 months worth of shirtless gym pictures, that's normal.
It sets off no alarms.
No.
Yeah, man.
None.
No.
Not at all. Having
for dinner, I guess. I don't know, man. It's like being at a crossroad with no end to it. You're just confused.
You know, Brandon, I'm just saying.
I think
eventually
you would get confused if you hung out with him.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. If I come back home, who knows?
All I'm gonna say is, at a point, people's sympathy will run out.
What do you mean? What?
I was unrelated. You know, just.
What?
We love you, Brandon. We just want you to make good decisions.
Oh, yeah,
yourself.
I made good decisions.
And you've been grinding, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I've been grinding.
That's good. Hey, just don't let this man take away what you've
That's
built.
That's why I'm like, we keep our distance, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
But you weren't responding to him.
No, I stayed back.
Yeah, you just let him send whatever he likes. That's on him.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's the harm in that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm just
letting him have his fun.
Just living in America, man.
Hey, I hear that.
A lot of stuff going on.
Anybody watching out there, if you don't know us and you want to send any news to Brandon, I want you to go ahead and do that.
Right.
Because he appreciates it.
Please.
Send it straight to his Instagram, wherever you want to follow him. What's your Instagram, Brandon?
BrandonJW123, but I mean, I'm not
going to. Is it an underscore in there?
No underscore. It's just straight up.
Okay, Brandon.
I'm not going to respond.
No, but you'll look and you'll respect it.
Give him a nod of approval or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all right.
No, we would really like that.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be good at rating people's nudes? Like, if we on our Patreon, you rated our audience's nudes, like.
Well, this is wild. I guess
you give on a 1 to 10 scale, and you have to be honest, and you just rate their nudes.
I feel like we could all do that. I think
it's more for you. You know, so everybody has to have their own lane, Brandon.
Yeah.
And,
you have more an anatomical knowledge of it.
Yeah.
Anatomical.
You know about anatomy.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know as much as you because, you know, you've been studying it.
Yes, I have. Like, I found out that, like there's a scale, like, your arms are, like, a low percentage, your body is 18. And, you know, I got upset because I found out your junk is just 1% of importance.
And
your body. And I'm like, that's kind of crazy.
In what way?
Maybe
it's like getting fucked up, like if something happened, like getting hurt, that's 1% of damage to you.
Oh, but what if you cut it off? I mean, that's a lot. That's a big artery right there. I'm pretty sure you don't last long after that.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of, because I'm like, that's very important. Like, I mean, mentally and stuff, who knows what's going to happen to the person after that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very big part of your life.
Yeah, there's a whole book about it.
Yes, there is. Imagine living without that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why the soldier had to wear this Kevlar underwear because when the V-bids, the shit would blow them up and they would live, but it would fuck up the junk and blow it off. So, you know, and you don't recover from getting your shit blown off.
No, that's the Ernest Hemingway's book.
What?
The Sun Also Rises. That whole book is about a soldier who like got injured in World War One,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't be with the woman he loved because he couldn't have sex with her.
Hmm.
There's like a whole book.
What ended up happening? Spoiler alert.
Well, Ernest, nothing really crazy. She just they don't get together, and he's sad about it.
No, okay.
Or he like comes to terms with it.
Hmm. Greatest writer of the 20th century, I think.
Twentieth century, 1920s. That's 20th century. All right. Just say it with more confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that what happened to Hitler, though? Didn't he lose a testicle? That's a rumor. I don't know mm-hmm. the truth.
I've heard he's only had one.
We
try
to look it up. It's not clear cut, but it might have been just inside of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he did all this.
But he couldn't have kids, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, that's probably why he hated the Jews.
Yeah.
Man. Maybe he had a Jewish doctor.
Dude, maybe.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know these
things. Who his doctor was. Vengeance. Mm-hmm. That's all you can think about these days. But that is crazy. I mean, that's kind of, was that the world knowing that he was going to do that, so they were like, we'll take one of your balls.
The world?
Yeah, because you remember how he lost the testicle mm-hmm. in the field. Maybe the Earth or the world knew that mm-hmm. he was going to cause havoc. Now, like, well, we're not going to let you continue on with this generation.
You think that's a fair trade? Yeah,
yeah. Is that a fair trade?
One ball for like 12 years of brutal oppression.
$6 million, you know. Wow. Is it one ball worth $6 million of a race?
I wonder how many. Wait, so you talking about like how many eggs?
Depends on your sperm count.
That's true. Brandon. What do you think your sperm count is, Brandon? I bet your shit's fertile as fuck.
Parts per million.
We should probably check that out. I'm scared to know mine. How do we check? Will not lie to you. Probably
we should get our testosterone levels and sperm count, and then we should guess each other's.
And I guarantee you, mine's so low, both.
Damn.
Both of them. Yeah. I haven't got a strong erection in 13 years.
Ooh, man. Sorry.
It's like one of those fat Twizzlers.
Damn, man. Are those same
texture? What,
they have the stuff inside of them.
Let's see a picture.
They're like they can be sturdy if they're stale.
If you leave it out, exposed to air.
Are you talking about that right there, the orange cream?
It would be the orange cream one.
No, those those are still the round. It's like four of them together.
Oh,
excellent. There might be those twist fields. Yeah, that's it.
Twist. You got the
field,
twist.
Damn, field man. Twist.
You got the field twist going on?
No, never mind. See, I thought they looked different. I'm talking about a big licorice.
Or like that.
See, there we go.
Oh, my God.
But that's an hardened state, and we're talking about
that. Oh, dude, that looks I hate the. If that was a penis, I would hate it.
Y'all ever ate one? Not that. I'm talking about the Charlie's.
The gummy pop?
Yes, the gummy pop.
I've never had one of those.
No, I've had.
Is it like
a
gummy bear? There's Brandon trying it in the bottom.
Oh, shit. What are you talking about right there?
That's the greatest thing.
Oh, shit.
That's a thumbnail.
Oh, my God. That does look like you, Brandon, unironically. Jesus.
Damn, man.
The same hairline and everything, dog. I mean, to the T. Will you look at the camera? Let me see your hairline. We're going to put that next to that. Yeah, you don't have to move them.
I got you.
It's like the blade hairline.
Yeah, it's good, though, man, if you ever wanted to try one of these, man. They're just
frozen. Now, what are they?
Basically just like a frozen gummy. Like
that. Oh, giant. It don't have no ice cream in it?
No. I mean, it tastes like it, but it's just basically a frozen gummy bear. It's like a popsicle. I know it's weird to explain.
Seems like you hurt your teeth.
It is actually very good, man. It's like a bomb pop.
So when you bite into it, it's chewy.
Yes, a little bit. It's chewy and frozen at the same time.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I've never had anything.
Trust
like
me,
that.
It's good, man.
You're like you're starting to feel something. Not do you good. Like that? You don't like
I don't,
that?
I don't like how that looks, man.
I know it looks weird. Like when I saw
it. I just don't
it.
Like how fucking shiny it is.
Oh, that's what you're worried about?
I stay away from foods that shine too much.
Oh, okay.
Apple, clean apples. I can't eat a clean apple. Has to be a dirty apple. Dude.
Okay. All right. So you couldn't eat that new candy. That they're making some candy that's gonna glow up in the dark.
I might be able to eat that.
Let me show you a picture. That the Sour Patch Kids.
Oh my God.
Glow in the dark candy? There's no way that's good for you.
That's horrible.
I know. They say it's it's gonna be right
it's
here.
Probably good for you.
Oh, look, somebody got an actual picture.
There is no fucking way you can eat that.
Oh, that does look cool, though.
I know, but how long are you going to last with it? That's
bro, the... dude.
You could. You can...
Glowing red 40?
Oh, it's on sale at Kroger's right now. Y'all want to?
No. Brandon, dude, you cannot be eating this shit,
dude.
Man.
I never ate this. I saw this online.
Dude,
yesterday.
Imagine if you ate this and then got an x-ray.
Imagine taking a deuce after that.
I don't know. Ooh. I feel like this would combine with something.
Ooh, we should do that experiment. Does it make your shit?
Mythbusters?
Yeah, dude.
Shit busters?
And you just turn off the lights and then don't flush or use toilet paper. You shut off the lights and see, does it glow?
I just imagine
take
Charlie
a picture if it does, huh?
In the sewer. Charlie in the sewer. He sees like a glowing turd float by. And he's like, oh, wow. I make a joke about that.
Make you start believing in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and shit.
Facts, dude.
I mean, that's the first thing that came to mind.
That's where it went for me, dude.
I can't believe it.
How? In what way?
What do you mean? What way? What?
Does it make you believe in?
Because, I mean, if you see something glowing in the sewers, you're going to think something supernatural is in there.
That,
So you'd be like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, the turtles are real.
The Ninja Turtles were notorious for glowing.
Exactly. Well, yeah, they were shiny.
Yeah.
They were shiny, and they glow up some people's lives. Like, I saw a video yesterday, this girl was obsessed with, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. She bought all the, like, suits and stuff, and her parents were, like, she stayed with her parents and stuff, and they were like, man, we're glad she got a job at a pizza place. Now she can buy her own stuff. So she, like, bought her own suits, and all she eats is pizza, and, like, put stuff on it, like, whatever, like, to make her nutrition good, she'll put, like, extra stuff on there, like candy or, like...
That doesn't...
I don't agree with it. She might be dead now, because that was in 2002, but...
2002?
That's when she was doing it.
Where do you see this at?
Man, I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, okay. So it's something that recently just popped up again?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, my algorithm.
I was like, how old were you in 2002? One?
I was swimming.
Oh, yeah. Dang, Jesus fucking Christ.
Dude. I was swimming, man.
Oh,
I was
man.
A sperm.
That hurts me.
It was just crazy to me how he was like, to balance out her diet, she put candy on the pizza.
I know, like, she'll put anything on top of there to make it look like she eats other stuff.
Yeah, but, like, that's not helping your case.
I don't agree.
In the slightest. That's making everything 10
I'm not
times
on
worse.
Side.
Way worse.
Man, it's crazy. Her parents paying for it all and stuff. And she just standing in their basement eating a pizza. And
I mean, if you're a normal person, how fucking disappointed would you be if your kid was a Ninja Turtle fanatic? Like, to that point you do with your life.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if you're trying to make camp in a sewer and fucking... eating pizza all the time.
You got a pet rat
that
you listen to?
Mm.
It's like a Twitch streamer right now.
Actually, that would be... I would probably watch... I don't have never watched a stream in my life, and I would watch that.
Me too.
If you lived in a sewer, I would watch it.
Yeah?
Wouldn't be able to watch
it. Authentically, though. Don't be going to the Hampton Inn at night after you get done streaming. I want to see you there for 24 fucking hours a day. I'll check in.
Have you seen the urban camping videos?
Hold on.
I know what you're talking about.
Steve. Yeah. Camping with Steve.
Urban camping. He camps in cities and, like, weird places.
When you say urban.
Just city, not black. Sometimes black.
Okay.
If the title has extreme, then there's blacks.
That's crazy. Let me see.
He carries bear spray for any predator on two legs or four.
Yeah, he's a beast, dude. Steve. He should be imprisoned, but it's fine.
Does he, like, spray people with this shit?
No, not
it's just
no,
in
he
case.
Never, he never encounters threats.
Really?
Dude, you're not going to fuck with this guy.
Kind of like John Hamm a little bit.
Shout out Steve Wallace, dude. Man. This guy is the shit.
Don't he look like John Hamm?
Kinda.
Who? John Hamm?
Mm-hmm.
A little
what's
bit.
Something you would know.
I search him.
Mad Men.
Mad Men.
He ain't going to know that shit.
Alex said he's been a follower since 10K.
He has like 2 million now. It's crazy. It's insane.
Oh, him.
Oh, that. Hey, now you know I can't never remember fucking names, but Jet Tatum was with the guy. I was with Al Cook. Shout out Al Cook. Al Cook's only got to bump a whole people from going to.
I was really hoping he was going to get on Kill Tony,
and I just knew it was going to be him.
Yeah,
but he said he wasn't making any money out there on the street because Al Cook is a comedian in Birmingham. And he plays the guitar, and he was out there. He's like he makes about $20 a night in Birmingham. He didn't make any money in Nashville.
Damn.
Because
busking?
Yeah, playing. Yeah. He was like, but I was thinking, I was like, maybe it's because it's oversaturated here. You know what I mean? Because, like, you're going to see him at every stop. If you came here and start playing, you probably make good money because I never see any fucking body play.
There's a guy in my area who plays the violin for money.
Dude, I've seen him.
Ooh,
which is very
a
interesting one. You don't see that every day.
No, you don't. Yeah. Violinists, dude, that shit's, you ever heard Crystallized by some white woman? But it's badass. No words at all. But it's.
I check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that one.
It's a great song, dude.
Yeah, it sounded really good when you did it.
I mean, pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
How it sounds.
I would love to be able to play the violin.
Me
but
too.
I don't think there's any skill. I've been really insecure about my whiteness lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not.
As you should be.
The upper.
Brandon, put applause for that.
Dang.
There you go, man.
Thanks, guys. But I'm not the... When people look at me, when I look at myself in the mirror, I know that when other people see me, it's like I'm not the white that, like, I'm not the top-tier white guy.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
No.
Oh, no,
like,
you're at the... Yeah, you're, you grew up around where I... Yeah, yeah. You're
like,
the poor white.
Like, when
doubt.
I go places, people notice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When I meet people for the first time, I see, like, right when they look over for a split second, then their eyes kind of change a little bit, and I'm like, oh, okay. Damn. They know what's up. It's inescapable. I feel like for a while I was on the cusp. Uh-huh. Like, I had the path to choose, and then I just wasn't, you know.
Yeah. But, that, but like,
it's so funny.
You could be great. Morgan Wallen was like, you know, he's the same kind of white as you.
Yeah, dude, but he's not doing the greatest. I mean, like, yes, he's successful in his career, yeah. You know, but, like, he's spazzing. He's throwing chairs off of bars in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, he's having a good time is what I'm hearing.
He's calling people the N-word.
He does it a lot. Yeah. And he walked off Saturday Night Live. You see that?
Yeah, what was that about? He said he was going back to God's country.
I love how people be like, let's go back to God country, and you hit women throwing shit. This is what God would have wanted.
Racial slurs, drunk, chair off the balcony. Man.
But I guarantee, like, New York and LA and these type of places, for somebody who's from the South, it's such a shock to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's over here gay fornicating. He's just right in front of us.
Yeah.
And I guarantee that's what most of it is. It's definitely anytime they're talking about that, they're talking about gay. And it's like one line. You know, it's only one line in the Bible. Oh, you know about the Bible, don't you?
Oh, dude, I know all about the Bible.
I don't get why they harp on that one. But they say you also can't eat shrimp, but who's not that fucking hibachi getting shrimp thrown in their mouth?
Not me, dude.
Yeah, you're not.
Not me.
You did.
I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. He's a Christian.
We'll see, dude.
Oh, God-fearing man.
God-fearing?
You never heard that phrase?
Nah, man. I'm like getting back in there. I'm about to go.
You never heard the phrase God-fearing man?
Nah, man. What's that?
It's just a person who fears God. Like, I'm a God-fearing, so I want to do right.
You have like a reverence.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So, cool. Okay. All right.
Don't fear him.
Nah, man. I'm like, hey, he's here. And I'm very happy for him to be here.
Yeah. So you don't fear him. You just...
Yeah, man, I'm there, and I'm glad he's here.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for this world.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll tell you, I'm finna start going back to church. We're gonna learn about this.
Mm-hmm.
You can come with me and my grandma.
Yeah, you know what?
You go ever since? Did you go today?
No, it's because she's going.
Let's go.
Beast, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What church you go to, man? Let's go down there.
Church in Huntsville. It's probably close to your house, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll roll down there, man. We'll check it out.
Dude, we'll are there any? Out. Oh, yeah.
Dude. Oh, there is?
That's a good amount.
Mm-hmm. That's good, too. I mean, you know, good amount, but, you know.
Makes you feel comfortable.
What were we talking about? Two families? Three?
Five?
Hopefully. Well, have you...
Well, go ahead.
Put them together, probably two.
Oh, okay.
I was playing. I don't know. I shouldn't have said that.
No, that's good. Three. That's good.
There's diversity.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Yeah.
So you won't feel out of place?
No. Like no, dude, they're going to love you. They're going to love you, dude.
Mm.
They're not going to be surprised, right?
No, dude. Oh, you could probably be a deacon next week.
Ooh. You look like a deacon. I can see you being. You grow that mustache a little bit thicker, dog.
Oh. Hell yeah. So deacons.
Mm-hmm. You kind of look like Milchick.
Milchick. That's
from,
that is.
You kind of like Milchick from Severance.
Milchick.
I can see you being like Preacher Lawson's brother.
Yeah.
Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon Lawson.
Holy shit.
Right?
All right, man. That's cool.
That could be your papa, right?
That was what you were wearing to the barbecue.
I mean, he's from Detroit. Could.
Wait, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he kind of does look
good. Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
But he is gay, so he probably...
Is that
probably
Diddy
not.
In the fourth picture?
Hmm? What, right here?
Yeah.
No, that's him.
It kind of looks like him.
Yeah, it does look like Diddy. Man, he's black as hell on the bottom. You can't even see a chin.
Dude, I was at a Mexican restaurant the other night, and it was the Warriors playing the Lakers, I think.
Hmm. And okay.
I can't remember who it was, but it was definitely the Warriors because they put it was the Nuggets, I think. And it was the starting lineups. Draymond Green is so fucking black, dude.
Oh,
in the lineup photo, it was jarring. It was such a contrast, like the all white Nuggets.
Look at him right there. You can see teeth.
That's the photo. That's the photo.
That's the photo.
That's the photo from this year. I'm pretty sure because he looks just. That's insane.
And they tried right there. They. They for sure.
The saturation
tried.
Is at 100.
That's the contrast, man.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, man. That's your favorite team right there.
No. I like the Grizzlies.
He's a Memphis bang. Memphis?
What about you? Like, what team you like?
Bulls, man. Bulls. We suck, yeah. But we got Giddy. Yeah, he ain't do nothing wrong.
Got Giddy.
They hit that game winner on LeBron. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's good, and he didn't do anything wrong, right?
I mean, he was proven innocent in a court of law.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. And now he's going to fucking make a gajillion dollars and hopefully bring us at least a playoff win. God damn, we can't do shit. The Bulls, yeah. They fucking, I remember when they signed Thaddeus Young to like $120 million. What the fuck are we doing?
Damn, man.
That was like when the Heat gave Hassan Whiteside all that money.
Yeah.
And he just fell off the face of the earth.
He was blocking that playoff run. He was blocking the shit out of people, though.
Yeah.
He was throwing people shit left to right.
Have you ever seen his Snapchat stories, like his old Snapchats?
Mm-mm.
They're like on par with Josh Allen's old tweets. They're so funny, dude.
So what was Josh Allen saying?
He was saying, talk about driving naked.
Okay, yeah.
So, there was one that was like, I like little boys.
Oh, no.
Something.
Brandon.
No.
It's about your, that's about probably the same round, the same age.
Oh, no.
Wait, he was what a year kid was too this? When he posted that.
Yeah.
He was a kid.
What year?
This was like 2013.
2013? I was 10 years old.
Yeah, so that's prime for you.
Damn, yeah, man. I felt old those years. I tell you that, though.
You felt old when you were 10?
Oh, man, dude. Yes.
Is that the oldest you ever felt?
No, I feel the oldest I feel is right now, honestly, man. I feel like I've aged 30 damn years already.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
He's right. He's right.
He's 100% right.
I remember the other day I was like, at the Cards Against Humanity thing, I was talking to Travis, and I was like, damn, man, I'm 22. I'm getting old. And everybody back there was so mad. They're like, dude, we in our 30s, bro. What are you talking about? And yeah. I was like, damn, they get mad. I tell this to people in their 80s. I'd be like, man, I'm getting old, bro. They like on life support. I'm like, getting old, man. We getting up there. Like, man, I fucking hate
you. He sat there on life support.
They just fucking hate me.
You are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
Grown man doing grown man things.
Yeah, 22.
Mm-hmm.
It's
then,
bad.
Then I'm going to be in my 30s.
One day?
Basically dead. Yeah. Basically fucking dead.
And 40s, oh shit. 50s, oh man, what are we going to do then?
What do you think you're going to be doing when you're
50? Man, hopefully I'm retired.
Hmm?
Hopefully I'm retired and living life.
At 50?
Maybe 56, 58.
Probably.
I hope.
Yeah.
Man, I hope.
When do you think you're going to draw Social Security? At what age?
Mm-hmm.
Social Security? What is that?
You can do it at like, it's like a supplemental income check. You get for being old.
Really?
You paying it right now? Like you,
it comes out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
Oh shit! And when can you take it out?
When do you think?
What, like 50? 56? 65, right?
Yeah, 65. There it is.
It's that one. Okay.
You can do it at 62, 65, or 67 or 68 or something. Yeah.
And you get it for a little bit longer.
You get more money if you wait.
If you wait, yeah.
I feel like we'll be crippled at 65, so we need to hurry this up.
Do you have an affliction right now to make you think you're going to be good?
No, I just do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like any moment.
Yeah.
Something good. Hit the sidewalk. You know what I mean?
Like when you raise dumb.
Huh?
Like what if you were crippled from that moment on?
That would have been a horrible way to, yeah, man, he'd be like, what happened to you? Oh, man, I tried to race and I acted like we were in a wrestling match and flinched and then hit the ground and I hit my head wrong. And now I can't even say my name right.
What's your
name?
You're
going to say all that.
I'd have a translator. It'd probably be something much different. But, you know what I mean?
A translator? I don't think anybody understands it.
I'd be back there making different noises.
How cool. Have you ever seen that, like, the Australian guy who was playing soccer, somebody kicked him in the head and he woke up speaking Chinese?
Ooh. No.
What if Brandon did that?
Dude, if he spoke Chinese, dude, we're going over there making a gajillion dollars.
Yeah. Speed is doing that right now.
Yeah.
I show Speed is over there in China making crazy money.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
and he's doing good propaganda for him.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
And that's
when
what
he was
you
dancing
want.
With that robot.
Man.
Shit.
That's what people want to see.
And he recreated that Karate Kid scene. Then they tried to give him KFC, and when he opened it, it was just a banana.
Yeah,
that
is,
really
they
happened.
Passed it to him through the window, and he like opened it in his car.
And he was so mad too.
The people in Sweden or Norway or something like ripped his hair out and sold it.
Yeah, I seen that when they got a dread out of there. Yeah,
dude,
people in other countries wild the fuck.
They don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Like I almost moved to Korea. I almost did. Well, no, not Korea. My bad. Was it Korea? No, it was Japan. Well, it was because, like, my dad back in the day, he was like, he had a job opportunity and never went through. But they were like, I remember I was going, my mom was like, she's like, you'll finally be able to fit in, son. You'll be tall. I was like, oh, for real? Because you remember I didn't fit in back in those days.
Yeah, you would fit in great in Japan. Yeah, nobody would. Like, man. Seamless transition.
You know, I tried to learn Korean.
What'd you get?
Huh? I don't know. I got on Duolingo.
Yeah, let's go a little bit.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember anything.
None of it?
No.
What do you think? Then it
I
would tried be?
What French. What's asseyez-vous? Hmm? That means like toilet, sit down, right? Asseyez-vous.
That's what you learned.
Yeah, that's all.
Is that the first thing you looked up?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Yeah. The baños. I know that one.
What's baños?
What's that?
That's bathroom in Spanish.
Oh, wow, man. I know.
Or toilet.
Baños?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fucking Mexico in like a month. I need
They might not let you back in with the way things are going right now, dude.
Dude, if I lost my fucking passport over there, it's over with. Nobody's going to fucking believe me.
Yeah.
I am like
6 foot tall. And I might not be able to vouch for you. Huh? I might not be able to vouch for you. If I saw you in a lineup.
Yeah. Well, like, that kind of looks like them.
Yeah. Shit.
I don't even think they let me do it.
Wait till one of them burps. Then we can know.
Yeah, man. Spanish, too. I was in a Spanish class.
What'd you get?
Oh, man, I failed, bro, because she thought I knew it already. And then, like, you would always say just.
You look Dominican. Is that what you said?
I know. Like, I don't know. She just speaks Spanish. Were you
wearing the pants? Tight pants.
Yeah, I was, man, at that time. Yeah. And she was just like, she would speak it and then be like, so what, you do a sentence. And I'd be like, I don't know. And then I failed. And she was mad at me. She didn't like me. Mm. Just because I didn't know.
We should do that skit.
What?
Where you're trying to get back into the country. Oh, yeah. And you're in like a lineup. And it would be like, I'm going to ask you guys a question only Dom would know. How many calories are in 3 Uncrustables? If they hesitated at all, I'd be like, not them, dude.
We got to get Mexicans who don't look anything like me at all. Are you saying, and I'm like, dude, it's me.
Or like Argentinians, like Messi, who are just white, like, look white. Like, I don't know.
And I'm like standing right next to Dom.
The funniest thing is, like, Pat might not know. Like, Pat might not know for real.
What?
If we put you in a lineup of Mexicans.
No, when, you know, John, my boy, he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And he was over here talking, and Pat was talking, and Pat was like, goddamn Puerto Ricans, they get deported. And then I was like, you know, I'm like, he's Puerto Rican, and, you know, they're American citizens. He was like, why the fuck Trump trying to deport them? And I was like, he's not. He's deporting Mexicans. And then he was like, same thing. I was like, no. And he legit, and he probably still right now, had no idea that Puerto Rican and Mexicans were different.
Wow, man.
Did you know that, Brandon?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, so you knew.
1,000,000%.
Right in front of a Puerto Rican to say
that
too is wild.
That's crazy as hell.
I always knew I liked Pat. He's got the world figured out.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of good things right now.
He's doing a lot of good things right now with his new job.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know if we can say it, but he's taking care of underprivileged
youth,
yeah.
It's like X-Men, man. Just put it like
actually,
that.
Dude, it's probably just really like X-Men. Yeah.
X-Men in that school.
Mm-hmm.
Pat would be the Blob.
Mm-hmm.
You said what?
Pat would be the Blob. The X-Men, the Blob.
Oh, man, yeah. Hardy's halfway there now.
Yeah. Brandon would be Professor X, because he was talking about being crippled earlier.
Yeah.
That's what will cripple you,
dude. And he's older, too, so.
Yeah, he's old. You're always the oldest. You always feel the oldest right now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I always click with old people. Like, that gym, man, other than y'all, the only people I hang out with or talk to at that gym is people over 60.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I did too.
I can see the people you're talking about.
Do you go in the shower room whenever they're in there? Because people over 60 do not wear towels,
dude,
in the gym.
You know what's crazy? That's how we meet in the locker room, man. He's like, I was watching you over there. You doing good? How the hell? Yeah, man. We're cool, man.
While he's in the nude.
Well, no. Thankfully, he had on, like, pants.
Okay, so they're never in the nude when you're talking to them? They're old dudes, man. I've been to the gym before.
I've only seen one person in the nude, and I don't have to worry about that because there's other guys right there next to him, so that's good. You know what I mean, right?
Uh-uh.
Like, Like he goes in there, and it's like he's in the nude, so I don't have to worry about that because he's already taken.
Oh,
because the other person's right there nude too.
His lover.
Yes.
Or spouse.
Yes.
Are they having gay sex at the gym?
Yeah. How do you know?
Well, because I take a shower in the gym, so.
And you had sex with somebody?
No. It's like when I come out, they're already done. So I'm like, oh, okay.
They showered together.
Oh, I don't know, man. I just come in when they're done.
But how?
I'm switching gyms.
I just come in and I'm like, oh, they're already done. That's good. Now I go take my
shower. What do you mean done?
Done with the shower. So now they just getting
Hey, Brandon.
Now they just naked in the locker room.
Yeah.
Nobody
Are they
else
older?
No. Man, they're like in their 30s.
Oh,
I mean,
see.
I guess old.
No.
Brandon, why are you waiting outside the bathroom?
Dude, because
I'm waiting for the gays to finish showering.
No, man, I just come in. It's weird. It's like the time is just perfect because I come in there and everybody's already done. So that's just when I come in.
Mm-hmm.
It's no obligation to just wait and be like, oh, man, I ain't going in there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just go in there. They're done.
And that's the only one you saw nude.
Yeah, everybody else brings their underwear in there like I do. Because I go in there and put my underwear in there, and then when I'm done, I just put that in and come out like that. I'm not finna just walk around for towel. Yeah. Everybody in there talking about life. And
usually it's older than 30s. I mean, it's usually about like 60 is when
Dude,
they start.
You would think, but they strap up too, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never had a conversation with them and their junk was up. And I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good, old man.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And we just talk about life and games.
What kind of games?
Oh, just boxing and stuff, man. Because he liked boxing, so we just talk about boxing.
What do you think about that, JJ?
I never heard of boxing as a game. But sport. I do like that.
Yeah, man. Like, just...
I've never once talked to any of the old people at the gym, man.
Really? No, it's because they talked to me, so I just be like, hell yeah, man, and then we became cool.
Yeah, they never talked to me. Going back to the not being one of the good whites, yeah. They'd rather talk to Brandon than me.
Mm-hmm. Well, damn, man.
Just fucked up. I'm not, it's not a roast on you, it's a roast on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're cool. I mean, the only time I reached out to somebody, I saw a police officer changing, I was just asking advice.
I've seen that guy.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I remember I just pulled him over. He's a good dude, man.
You pulled him over.
What the fuck? Hold on. Can you go ahead?
So I just walk in the locker room. He's there. Like, oh, hey, man, I just need some advice, like workout skills and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get up in there.
Brandon walks in. He's like, oh, what kind of gun is this?
Man, I feel like I'd get shot if I did that. But what kind of what? Mm. Stop.
You without a doubt would get shot.
Exactly. Yeah. Know
into
me
the
out.
Clip on you.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to take a shower.
But he talks to you now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'll let you twirl that gun around your finger. Yeah.
In the locker room?
Without a doubt. If you tell him, hey, can I hold your gun? He will, without a doubt, let you hold his gun.
And that's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Right. Probably wouldn't even unload it.
Shit, man.
That's ask him next time.
Think I should, JJ? You want to do it with me?
Yeah, officer, can I do a routine inspection on your service weapon?
Yeah.
And then he's going to pull down his pants.
And once you're at that point, Brandon.
You just got to run out that
Go for the gun. Mm-hmm. At that point. That's when you go for the gun.
Yeah. I'd be like, this is not right, man. I didn't want this. Damn.
Sometimes you get what you don't want.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you're exactly right.
That right?
Man, locker rooms are crazy, man.
I'll tell you where
best
to stay away from right
best
now,
shower,
dude.
So.
Huh?
Where you need to stay away from right now are track and field competitions.
What was that?
Have you not seen that thing where that guy stabbed that other guy?
What?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And then there was
about?
The one where the girl was running and like hit the other girl with the baton on the back of the head and like fractured her skull. Dude, what the fuck is going on at the track meets, man?
What, like schools and stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
why'd they kill the... they said he tried to make him move his seat or something?
Well, I've seen two different... Oh, is that Hassan Whiteside? Nice. I've seen two different sides of it. So, like, the guy, his name is Carmelo Anthony, not the basketball player who just made the Hall of Fame, high schooler named Carmelo Anthony. And he stabbed this guy, and, like, people, you know, he killed him.
Mm-hmm.
They're real upset about it. But then they're also saying, like, those two guys were trying to jump him because the dude he stabbed had a twin brother. They were like known bullies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to jump this guy and he stabbed him out of self defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Oh, so it's up in the air whether it's self-defense or not.
I think most people are like, he needs to go to jail because...
Well, yeah, he still can't stay. Even if they were bullied, you can't stay.
But I don't know. I don't know, you know. Mainstream media, dude, you can't trust it.
Can't trust it anymore.
This might have been an AI-generated thing.
Where you get the truth from is Truth Social. And if you can look that up,
yeah,
we could probably get the truth there.
I only have...
Is that a website or an app?
I think it's an app.
Okay, never mind.
I only have Truth Social and Blue Sky.
Go back. Go back one.
Hold up.
Where was you just at?
That's right here.
No, I thought it said Nigger Dale on that.
Oh, my God.
I swear, is that not what it said?
Where is it here? What the fuck?
Am I tripping?
In the woodpile.
What is in the woodpile?
You know, the guy.
See what I'm saying? Like, I knew I wasn't tripping.
This is propaganda right here.
This is some sort of political cartoon, I feel
go
like.
To that, dude, go to that list. This is terrible. What does that say, Brandon?
What? Right here?
No, what the one you just on?
Right here?
Yeah.
It says die, niggas die, but with the ER.
It looked like Cam Patterson a little bit.
I saw that, dude. Why
in a white t-shirt?
I swear to God, it looks chill.
Like I thought that was Young Boys. Like, I thought that was an album cover. I was like, this sucked up.
Who's that guy in the top right?
Where?
I want to know more about
him. Right here?
The right.
Oh, him. Young Buck?
That's no.
No, not Young Buck.
Not that guy.
Oh, top you talking right. about, oh, yeah, shit, I came yeah, from nothing, is. Young Thug?
Yeah, that is Young
Thug. I like that song.
I never heard that.
I like the name of that song. That's fun.
No. I don't know why this was up. Maybe it was something.
Yeah, because I remember we were talking about that Bush thing.
The Bush video. Yeah. This is what popped up.
Oh, okay. Because I see a list right there. Let's see what that list is right by the G Herbo.
Right here?
Nope. The list right next
to it. Oh, you
talking
about right here?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I can't
remember. N-words in the White House?
Things at the White House?
Brandon, you... Hey, I can't...
Look at... said niggas in the White House.
That's not what it says.
I know it says the ER. Urs in the White House.
Yeah, okay, say Urs.
Urs in the White House.
Yeah.
Things at the White House. Looking nightly. This is blurry as shit.
Is this a song?
I don't know what's happening.
Brandon, please click on this Wikipedia page, dude.
Yeah.
This is a song.
This is wild as hell. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's real.
Oh, shit, it's a poem.
It's a poem.
Look at the White House.
And you have to read it. Hold on, Brandon, before we start, read this whole poem, but you have to read it word for word because it takes away from it if you don't. So let's go.
Okay, this is wild as hell. All right, things at the White House.
Nope. Brandon.
It does say things. It does say things.
Oh, it does?
We're reading. Okay. We already said the title.
Dom can't read.
I know, I can't see the lights right. I can't see that
part. We already seen the title. Things at the White House. Looking mighty curious. Niggers. This is wild as hell. Running everything. White people furious. Why'd they have to say that? Niggers. On the front foot. This is fucking wild. There's so many of them, bruh. I got to start saying Urs, bro. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Urs on the front porch. Urs on the gable. Urs in the dining room. Urs at the table. Urs in the sitting room. Blinking all the talk. Urs in the ballroom. Doing cakewalk. Urs in the east room. Making a mighty throng. Urs in the music room. Singing coon songs. Urs in the hallway, taking off their wraps. Urs in the billboard room, shooting game off craps. It's got some bars, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Urs in the storeroom, packing away their plunder. Urs in the bedroom, snoring like thunder. Not a room in the White House without Urs, many. Baby and nursing. A nurse picking nanny. Nurse on the stairway with very much sat. What the fuck is that? Fatty?
I can't see for
satiety.
Real,
but...
I just can't.
We're just
see
gonna
it.
Say society. Urs in the blues room, a symbol for society. Urs in the front yard. Urs in the back. Urs in a bus. And this must be some 19th century stuff. Urs coming back. Oh, they go to Washington with a mighty rush. 40,000 Urs getting in the bush. Push. There is trouble in the White House. More than you can tell. Urs, wait, no, that's not even that. Oh, yelling like wild men. Wow. Urs raising bells. I see a way to settle it just as clear as water. Let Mr. Booker Washington marry Teddy's daughter. Or if this does not overflow Teddy's cup of joy, then let Miss Diana Washington marry Teddy's boy. But everything settled. Roosevelt is dead. Erz in the White House cut off Teddy's head. This is a diss in the 1900s.
Man. Hey, let's go, gang. He said, fuck Teddy's wife, girl, something daughter. I don't know which one
so
it was.
So this has been happening since the beginning of time.
This looks like my Twitter right now.
Yeah, this was the beginning of time.
Who wrote this?
Rudyard Kipling, who the fuck?
Dude, who wrote
this?
I don't know. See,
and okay, so this guy. Oh, let's go back. That's a whole state.
That's a city.
Dude, what? Wait, I want to see who wrote this.
On so many levels.
Hey, you gotta go,
Benjamin. Oh my gosh, look at this guy, man. He can't even see the whole
world.
Oh
my god,
lazy out of.
He got one eye. He trying to write shit.
His ear hole is so big, dude. It looks like a. It looks like he has a vagina on the side of his head.
Yeah, he gonna try to talk about black people. He ain't even made right. This nigga made wrong.
This dude would knock his ass out.
Nose kind of big too. I ain't gonna say what.
Man, shit, bro.
That, I don't know what that is, dude.
He's a druid.
He's a conniving eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Man, was he born like that? Let's see. Oh, he's a white supremacist too.
No,
dude, yeah, like, no fucking way.
And dude, he said he defended Lincoln.
He defended who?
He defended
Lincoln. He led a paramilitary group.
Oh my!
That's God. What I thought he said. Lincoln.
This dude racist as hell. Yeah. Bag of beef.
It's always people that's built like this. You know what I'm saying? Look at him. Don't stop trying to say like supremacy when you're the worst of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. He just hurt that he can't see.
I'm above this guy.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
Let me see some more.
JJ is so much above this guy. Look at him.
Where's some more? Look at that.
I'm on par with
that's
that guy.
It. That, he's inbred, but they all have.
That's Megamind.
What the hell?
Even through the beard, you can see the underbite.
You're right. It's a long beard.
It's a long beard. You can still see the underbite.
Let's see some more.
And the narrow eyes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this dude. Look at that. His one eye.
Oh, that's him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At the right. At the Hamburg right.
And they took a lot of liberty. They drew him very slim.
Yeah.
He did not look slim in that photo.
Big as this table.
Mm-hmm. Bigger, dude.
Exactly, man. Like, if he was.
That was with a B.
Holy shit. Look, this is what he is.
I will look like that eventually.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not a bad look, though. Things are going, that's fire.
Yeah. They're probably going to bring that back.
Wade
when do you
Hampton,
think you start balding?
Soon.
Soon?
Soon. It's going to go.
Yeah. What about you?
That's kind of what I look like right now.
When you say you're going to start balding?
Never. No, I'm already balding in the back. But luckily, it's not the hairline bald. Like, camera's right here. You can't see it. Until that 4S from right hits the top. Man,
until we get the drone camera from Ace.
Yeah. Oh, oh, my God. Ace texted me some crazy shit. I was in Nashville, and it was a joke. But it didn't make sense to me. We might be able to pull it up, Brandon, go in my messages and try to find Ace Predator.
He said, Dom, at 7 p.m., I'm going to blow up the AT&T building. Let's
see. Scroll down until you see
it's
it.
A weird Ace. Setup. Okay.
it's just latitude, longitude.
Or just type it in.
There it is.
Okay.
Well, right here?
Huh?
This one, you may read it?
Yeah.
The irony is thick as office size today, man. I'm over here in a 300-pounder, be party planning committee chairwoman, and dictate the loop for some type of upcoming walk-a-thon. What's that mean?
That's what you can minimize that now and make sure you blur out the rest of that. I don't know.
He's saying that it's ironic that they hired an obese woman to plan the walk-a-thon.
Oh, okay.
What walk-a-thon?
Probably from his company's doing it.
Oh.
Like a fundraiser, you know?
God, you speak white.
Yeah, I didn't understand that in the slightest.
Me neither.
Yeah.
You never had the booster-thon fun run when you were a kid in school? You never had that?
I never performed or nothing.
It was fire, dude. They would give you, at the beginning of the day, like a Gildan t-shirt that would give you a rash. Mm. And like on the back of it, it had... like 1 through 30, and you would run a lap in this thing, and then you would get somebody to mark on your shirt the mark off the one, and then you do as many laps as you can in like a certain amount of time.
Oh, and then you donate like
charity.
I did that.
My fat ass didn't do that. Back in the day, the only time I did track in like what elementary school is when they made you like do that track thing where you had to run 4 laps. I'd be like the last
just
lap.
Like run
the 100-meter.
No, like I remember because like in PE, they'd be like, you got to run around the lap 4 times.
Probably
so it wasn't track then, it was PE.
Oh, no, PE class.
Okay.
And I used to be like the last one. Like, yeah. Man.
So you were running the mile though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The 4 times around.
Yeah, that's when I kicked that dude in the nuts, man.
Mid-run?
Oh, yeah, because he kept kicking me in my butt, so I turned around, like, boom.
Damn.
That's when you were, like, that football pitcher fat?
Oh, fatter.
Fat.
A little bit fatter than that, man. Mm. Like, that was before I did any athletic sports. That was, like, fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth or third grade.
Mm.
Yep. Kicked him right there, man. He fell in the bushes. They cried. They let me go because they like his Brandon, so he's okay. I didn't get in any trouble. He got in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you provoked him.
Yeah, because your class has never got in trouble. I'm telling you, man. These motherfuckers could do anything in the lunchroom. They could yell, throw shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all never got in trouble.
Nah, man, this dude deep throated a banana in front of everybody, and we were supposed to be cool with that.
You didn't. You wanted to take a stand. He said, not in my lunchroom.
He just kept doing it in
get
front
your
of me.
Fruitcake ass out of here.
No, not like that. Nah, man, not like that.
We just going to let this guy defile.
I just thought that was wild. Because he'd be like, hey, look, man.
We're sitting here breaking bread. This motherfucker's deep-throating the banana.
And they tell everybody
get him
look.
Out.
He'd be like, hey, look at this. I just sit there and I have to be like, this is wild as hell, man.
That's fun. I don't even care at all.
Oh,
Brandon
shit.
Being homophobic.
No,
it's
no,
so funny.
I'm not homophobic at all. Man.
It's not your fault.
It's not you don't even know it.
Oh no, this is not good.
No, you're not really homophobic.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, because you love gay people.
Yeah, man.
And it's good.
Yes, it is good.
Yeah.
Yes, it is good. Hope you know that. Whoever you are.
Yeah. Like, man, but it is built into you. I remember I told you I guess you can technically call it homophobic, but I didn't know it was like called that. Same. But if it was like, so you know what I'm saying, you grew up around us, if you grew up around black people, it's not.
You just don't talk about it.
It wasn't accepted whenever I was growing up. And even if somebody, like, we had gay people, but they wouldn't even say that they were gay.
I think you guys just got to the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yeah, I believe that's right where it's at right now. Yeah, yeah. And that's a step.
Yeah.
That's a step.
Yeah.
Well, for sure.
Yeah,
you can't ask for it all at once, you know?
Takes time.
Then it's going to be like, you know what? They can't get married.
Yeah.
Man, about 10 years, you know, you get to that point.
What I think is funny is, like, a lot of the, and I don't want to spread false information, but I probably will. A lot of Asian countries, I feel like they're very homophobic, but then they also have, like, prominent gay things in their culture.
Like
ladyboys and stuff.
Yeah, but that's the what kind of Asians are them? That's not like
that's Thailand.
Thailand.
Yeah.
Where's Thailand at compared?
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asians.
Home yeah.
It's not like the
Philippines.
Yeah.
They'd probably kill you if you were gay.
Really?
They kill, but they would not be happy about it.
Don't they? I mean, don't they have like the gay prostitutes?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
they would kill them then, right? They gotta be cool with it.
They probably have a high mortality rate.
Huh,
I'll go out on a limb and say that, but. It's like the Spanish culture is that, like, I forgot the term, but it's a dude who's so masculine, he has to fuck other dudes dressed as women.
Yeah.
Because they're so masculine.
But then
if you call them gay, they'll fucking kill you because you're like, I'm not gay. That's my woman.
Like,
I made him a woman.
That's like William Dafoe in Saints Row.
The video
Boondock
game?
Saints.
Oh, yeah.
Boondock Saints, yeah.
What's that like the... Wait, you talking about like the Booty Warrior and Saints?
No, Boondock Saints is a movie.
Oh, I thought
the
you were talking
Booty
about
Warrior.
Yeah. My bad. I thought you were talking about the Boondock.
William Dafoe wasn't in prison.
The regional wrestling company is the Booty Warrior.
No, that's from the Boondocks. You remember that dude that
that's
came
a real
out of prison
person.
Talking about if you farted in prison, that meant that it's more loose.
I grease, have them grease it up so if they got the grease under their nails,
gosh.
That means that. That's a real person.
Yeah, like I saw
he's
a
out
video
now.
Last
he's
week.
He's married to a woman.
Have you ever seen the video with a guy talking about... he's like, when you beat somebody up in prison, you gotta spit in their ass.
That was
because
probably
then they
him.
Have to do the rape kill.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You been watching him now though? I mean, he been talking a lot on like Instagram.
Yeah, the Booty Warrior's
yeah,
out.
Like he told me about what it means when you fart in prison.
He told you?
Yeah, well,
personally.
Not me, but I
did
watched
you ask
video.
Him in the chat?
I would gladly ask. He helped me realize if we ever go, don't fart, man, because that's how they know your ass is open. And ready for business.
So what if you got a fart?
You
just
got to
hold
fart,
it.
You got to go to the bathroom and hope that they don't hear it.
You just got a full blown shit on the floor,
dude.
Shit.
I would be the gayest motherfucker in the world because I fart so much.
Me too.
Oh,
I fart on the way here.
Yeah.
What if What if you found out, and I was inspired because I went into the bathroom earlier, and there was two different open containers of hemorrhoid cream on the counter. Oh,
brother.
What if you figured out that anal sex was the only cure to your hemorrhoids?
Nah, bro.
Stick with them hemorrhoids.
You wouldn't do it?
Because it's just, it doesn't make sense.
Instant
too much traction
instant
back there can't
relief.
Be good for it. Huh?
Instant relief.
Mm. You wouldn't do it? I've been dealing with it, dude. I mean.
What if it continues to progress?
Yeah.
Would you be open in the future?
No. Okay. There's surgeries for it and such.
Yeah, I mean, we need to have Brandon. I know Brandon would leave the podcast.
No. Wait, what?
No. He would make an apology video.
Hey, speaking of that, hemorrhoid cream, right? So, you know, when you got, you're staying at somebody's house. I went to Nashville this weekend for the Kill Tony thing. I'm staying at my boy Gonzo's house. And in the toiletry bag, I was like, brushing my teeth. And then I started brushing, and I was like, this doesn't taste minty. It doesn't have a mint flavor to it. And I was brushing my teeth with hemorrhoid cream.
Maybe if it goes the other way, it'll help.
Yeah.
Maybe like that'll help. You'll attack it from another angle.
Damn. It might be it. Well,
they go into
better.
Panic mode. They get flanked and they're like, oh shit, dude. We never had this.
Did you see that Jack Black skit that I sent you saying it might help?
No, I haven't.
Oh, because he had one where he was like doing, it was on Saturday Night Live last Saturday where he did one with like hemorrhoid cream, but it was instead of like being normal, flaming hot with the flaming hot Cheeto Man.
Oh, dude, that would hurt so bad.
He was like, you put it on there, instead of it like making it go down slowly, it just explodes, and then he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's probably what would happen.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. It's so uncomfortable on long rides, dude. Yeah. I have to like sit up.
Do you spread your cheeks?
No.
Do you like clench them?
I do a clench. I do kind of a put your foot out, lift up the pressure.
When I shit my pants while I'm driving, that's what I do.
Exactly. That's it's going to be that same.
So it doesn't
yep.
stink up the seat.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You only have to learn that lesson one time. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That shit doesn't come out, does it? That stink.
It took a lot.
Took a while.
Osium, various other chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Fabuloso, actually. I saw that on a Reddit thread, and I was like, that guy shit himself too many times to figure that out.
Got a scholar.
Yeah, shit scholar.
Hell yeah, shit happens.
Hey, shit happens. That's it, boys.
Scrappy Doo.